Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Basic financial literacy is one of the most essential skills we have in life. However, we are rarely taught anything about how to manage our finances on a day-to-day basis, let alone how to set ourselves up to be financially comfortable during our retirement. My guest helps people manage and understand their finances and is the author of Wall Street's Just Not That Into You, An Insider's Guide to Protecting and Growing Wealth. Roger is here to help us understand how we could build up our financial skill set and is going to share with us his thoughts on how to adopt a financial strategy that works for you. Roger, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously I want to talk about your book, but I also really want to just first start with understanding how we can, like, you know, how we can as adults or people that are maybe just starting out their lives, how we can understand that we have to save now in order to be comfortable for our future. How do we get that mentality locked in place?
Oh, goodness. Well, it's, you know, it's a decision. Like all things or most things in life, most things of quality in life, you know, we don't come to them naturally. We're, you know, human beings have a tendency to want stuff right now and what feels good
instant
right
gratification.
Now.
Gratification, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and that's fairly universal. And so it starts with deciding that this is something that's important to you and then deciding it's something you're going to commit to. And then from there, you can, you know, take steps to ensure that you, you know, have the sort of golden years that you want.
Right. Or gone to a class that teaches us about stocks, bonds, retirement, you know, funds and things like that. You know, there is no class in school, honestly, in primary school and high school that does cover these things. So, you know, I know a lot of adults and people that are emerging from any kind of chapter of their lives and now wanting to take a look at their finances and realize that, oh, gosh, I'm in debt. I have, you know, my credit score is not great. And I see this so often and it's so debilitating for people. How does somebody just get like a crash course? Would you recommend a crash course in understanding how to be financially healthy?
Well, here, I'll give them a crash course.
Okay.
The first.
Please do.
Here's what you do. You spend less than you make. That's
okay.
The first
great
thing. It really all starts and ends there. And once you have cash left over at the end of the month, then you've got some choices. You've got something to make some choices with.
Right.
If you are spending more than you make, which so many Americans do, then, you know, it's really going to be hard for you to get headed in the right direction. So the rule numbers one, two, and three is to spend less than you make. And then to chart that for a period of months. The next thing I would do, many of your listeners, I presume, work for companies that have 401k plans or other sorts of retirement plans. The 401k investment option is the single best way for regular everyday people to create a little wealth. You know, I'm sure your listeners know that all the money that they put into a 401k is tax deductible, which means that, you know, if a person makes $100,000 a year and puts $10,000 in their company 401k plan, they've reduced their taxable income by $10,000 to $90,000. So there's an immediate tax benefit for people who put money in a company 401k plan. Many times these companies also put in some sort of matching contribution. Not always, but lots of times there is, you know, say a 20% match or something like that. So this same person that puts in $10,000, perhaps the company will put in $2,000 on their behalf. So
I see.
To begin to take advantage of those type programs is really an important thing to do. And these 401k contributions are salary deductions, so you don't even know it's gone. And If you do those for a period of years, you'll wake up one day and you'll have a little money that you didn't, you know, ever really know you would have. And it can add up very, very quickly.
Yeah, it definitely adds up. So let's talk about, I mean, thank you. Those were great tips. Let's talk about your book, Wall Street's Just Not That Into You, An Insider's Guide to Protecting and Growing Your Wealth. Let's hear about what inspired you to write this. And I know it was a journey, and I hope everybody out there gets this book because it's really fantastic.
Well, thanks, Erica. It's something I've wanted to do for many years. I've been managing money in the financial world for over 20 years. And so I've written a lot of stuff over the years, clients and periodicals and that sort of thing. So I had a body of work, and I sat down really and began to write it in January of 2014. And as writing a book, once you've made the decision to do so and it's something you've got some passion about, then it really becomes fun. And I really enjoyed the process. The premise of the book is that, first of all, we are responsible for our own financial well-being. You and I are responsible for our own well-being. We can't blame or put off responsibility on an investment company or a broker or advisor. We ultimately are responsible. So we got to own that, take responsibility. The second thing is that Wall Street has what I call a permanent bull market bias. And what that means is that they act as if, in general terms, the market and stocks are going to go up, fairly regularly or forever. And they quote statistics like the market's averaged 10% a year for, 85 years, and these sorts of things that cause investors to put all their money into sort of a static allocation and just hang in there no matter what happens, no matter what's going on around you. And my contention is that in every area of our lives, we use the information that we get from the environment, and we modify what we're doing if we want to be successful, given the feedback we're getting from the world. And what's interesting is that Wall Street has done a pretty good job of convincing us that our investments are the one place where we just need to ignore what's going on around us and act as if everything's always going to be okay. And, that's not the case. Today, the market's down, 2.5%. It's probably down, 10% already for the year. And, it could get much worse. And so you've got to be prepared for markets that can get really, really ugly, particularly if you are nearing retirement or have a sum of money that is not easily replaceable by your future savings.
Right. And thank you for sharing all of that. And I think just understanding that, we have to have these skills in life so that we don't wind up one day with, a situation on our hands where we can't take care of ourselves, like, medically. I know there's so many clients that I know that, all of a sudden have doctors they have to go see and bills to pay, and they can't really take care of themselves. And when your health, your literal physical health, is in danger, it creates, a depression of
yes,
some kind. So
hugely stressful.
Yeah.
So, what I would suggest, let me say this. I'm sure plenty of your listeners are very good at what they do. One of the things I see folks who are successful in their chosen field do that can hurt them from time to time is that they assume that if I'm a great, real estate investor, or I'm a great lawyer or a great doctor, easily transfer that skill set that made me successful in business into being successful managing my money.
We're gonna have to go, but I'm gonna have you back on again. You can find Roger at rogerdavis.com. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us, and stay well.